A group of state and local environmental groups are bringing a documentary about the 2018 Merrimack Valley Columbia gas disaster to Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Under Pressure explores the natural gas industry and the impact of the chain of explosions that ripped through dozens of homes in eastern Massachusetts. It was created by Greenfield's Four Rivers Charter Public School class of 2019 and will be screened at Berkshire Community College tonight at 5:30, along with guest speakers. Rosemary Wessel, the program director for the Berkshire Environmental Action Team's No Fracked Gas in Mass program, spoke with WAMC about the film, ongoing legislative responses after the disaster, and what role fracking plays in the Commonwealth.
It's not very likely. We don't have a lot of resources here. We don't have what they call a shale play, but that's in Pennsylvania. And where we are is located between Pennsylvania and between the export terminals out in Canada. So they keep wanting to build pipelines through here. If folks remember, about 5 years ago, there were five different large transmission line proposals, and we fought against the NED one, and that one went away. We fought against the Access Northeast one, and when I say we, I mean the larger environmental community that sprung up around this. Connecticut Expansion ended up getting built down in Sandusfield, and the West Roxbury lateral out near Boston ended up getting built. And what's still hanging in the balance is the Weymouth Compressor Station. That's an Enbridge compressor station that would basically shunt gas right up to the export terminals, and it's still dangling by one permit. So those fights are going away, but what's happening now are a lot of smaller proposals for local distribution companies, and that's what this documentary is about, is what happened at a local distribution company.
So the name of the documentary is Under Pressure. Tell me about it. Why are you bringing it to Pittsfield to show people?
Well, a lot of people became aware of it. It was such a huge tragedy that it's good to see the background of what led to something like this happening. And it's also pertinent as we deal with our own local distribution companies. In the Berkshires, we have Berkshire Gas, and in Pioneer Valley, we have Berkshire Gas, and in Southern Pioneer Valley, there's more Columbia Gas. So as all these communities are dealing with their local distribution companies, and while those companies are mandated to repair leaks, the same set of circumstances are in place that led to this particular disaster out in the Merrimack Valley.
So from your perspective as an environmental activist, what are the major takeaways from that disaster that the documentary explores?
One of the worst problems is what the NTSB ruled was the cause of it was bad regulation. What happened at the Merrimack Valley was they were repairing leaks on the old Columbia gas lines, and they had not connected or disconnected a sensor from the old system. So when they disconnected the old pipeline system, it registered in their command center out in Ohio. That's where the command center is, as a drop in pressure, and the system automatically repressurized. And that high pressure built up in all the homes that received gas, it turned furnaces that had a pilot light into a blowtorch. The ones, the more modern ones that don't have a pilot light, gas built up and those homes exploded. So with this being a state mandate that leaks need to be repaired, this kind of lapse in management became lethal. And we really hope that that won't become the case as more repairs go forward. And frankly, as an environmental group, we would rather see the funding go to, rather than rebuilding these systems, go to getting us off of gas and onto alternative sources.
So looking at the legislative response to the disaster in the Merrimack Valley, you know, in the environmental community, what are you seeing in Beacon Hill as a response to that? Is it heartening? Is it threatening? What are you taking away from it?
If you're looking at Beacon Hill, it is not very heartening at all, mostly because of the Weymouth compressor station that I mentioned. This administration is very quick to rubber stamp programs. So our DPU, our EFSB, and so on are very quick to approve these new projects that are coming out. It's the same with the pipeline expansion. So that's expansions of existing local systems as well. And it's been a hard fight. It's been a hard fight to call out Charlie Baker and say, you know, if you say you're an environmentalist, you say that you stand for, you know, standing with the Paris Accord. We have the Global Warming Solutions Act in place. Why aren't we cutting back on expansion of fossil fuels? And that's not happening. As far as on a congressional level, Senators Warren and Markey did a great job. They held the federal hearing for this right in the community, so people got to speak to what their own experience. And they are coming out very publicly against more projects like this, specifically the Weymouth Compressor Station, but also more fossil fuel expansions because of things like this.
Turning back to the documentary, I know it has an interesting production history and the people behind it are very interesting. Tell me about who made it. And again, that hook on why it speaks more to the situation than so you can get in the news.
Yeah, Under Pressure is an amazing project. It was done by high school senior class from Four Rivers Charter School out in Greenfield. They have a program where every year the class does a documentary on energy issues. So they go ahead and research, and it becomes a whole interdisciplinary study. So all their civics class, their physics classes, their math classes, everything revolves around input into that project. And they were in the process of deciding what local energy issue they wanted to focus on with a view to a national impact when this disaster happened. So it became a no-brainer for them. They took a vote and they decided that they wanted to make it about the Merrimack Valley explosions. And they did a fantastic job. They talked to local responders. They talked to elected officials. They talked to EMTs. They talked to industry experts. And they talked to members in the community who had to deal with the aftermath of this. It was a very thorough look through. So we are happy to bring this to Berkshire County.